You're with SBS Radio.
So this was a competition put into schools and councils around Australia, and we had a wonderful representation of people from around the country with artwork for T-shirts. So we had two winners, Veronica Hewson, who's from Torres Strait Islander category. She's from Alumba in Queensland and attending Jarrigan College. So she won the Torres Strait Islander category, and with a beautiful design in Torres Strait Island colours and blue wavy lines representing the ocean and the flag. So a terrific T-shirt design. And the other winner was Nadia Lewis, who is also at Jarrigan College, but is a Boer from Amata country in the northwest part of South Australia, about 115 kilometres from Uluru. And she had a beautiful design inspired by her Dreamtime story.
Yeah, the competition was open, you say, to more than 80 councils and communities, but there was a challenge. They had to actually produce designs that had four major components that included the health, equity, the heart foundation, and represent this concept of walking as well.
We gave them a brief to depict health and walking and, of course, the Aboriginal community and the connections that are brought about in community by walking. So that was the brief to them. We were blown away by the quality of the work and the thought and the creativity that went into it. So it made our task, of course, of choosing two winners very difficult.
Yeah. But walking, is it something they've really embraced and understood the importance of it?
So there's two sides to that. One is the major contributor that heart disease is to the life expectancy gap and to ill health in Aboriginal communities. But with specific reference to physical activity, which is good for heart health and good for diabetes and good for your weight and very good for your mental health as well.
Yeah.
There is that health connection, but there's also a cultural connection, which the students picked up on really, really well, you know, whether that's cultural activities like walking, fishing, hunting, camping, and walking on country. That cultural dimension and connection to land and waters is another important aspect of walking and physical activity and health, which is very important, of course, to Aboriginal people. And artwork and design generally picks up on that element very well too, the cultural element.
What will happen to these designs after they have won? They've been successfully submitted and won. Where can one see them? What happens?
So we have a walking groups program all over Australia. There's about 1,100 groups. We have 26 of those in Aboriginal communities, and we really are looking forward to increasing that number. But the designs will be printed onto polo shirts, and there are volunteer walk organisers receive these shirts to wear while leading walking groups in the community. So they'll be on show, and if you like, it's a mobile advertisement for the importance of walking, but using this really wonderful Aboriginal design to get the message out. So we extend our congratulations to Veronica and Nadia on their win, and they'll receive a prize from us, and of course they'll receive their own T-shirt as well.
Yeah. Is this the first iteration of the competition, or...?
It is, and it's a small step. I mean, there's a lot more, of course, that needs to be done in heart health for Aboriginal people and in Aboriginal communities. We're very keen as an organisation to make sure that our messaging and our artwork and the way in which we present our programs is appealing to Aboriginal people. So this is a small step in that direction, and one that we're very pleased to have sponsored and supported.
Yeah, I can't but help but ask a question, COVID-19 related, because we're in this period of a very, very terrible crisis of COVID-19. And this whole competition from the start till the end took place in the context of COVID-19. Did this affect at all their work or the way they produced the work or the foundation at all?
No, it didn't, because the competition occurred back in January. I think by the time this concluded, we hadn't yet seen the full ramifications of COVID-19. It's worth mentioning, however, that COVID-19 is having an impact on physical activity, of people spending time, more time indoors, more time, if you like, sitting on couches and in front of televisions. And so we can still be active around the home, around the community. We can still keep social distance, but walk outside and walk around the house and get involved in physical activities like gardening and other pursuits around the home. So COVID-19 certainly has had an impact on our activity levels. And so the messaging in these t-shirts and the messaging around continuing to be active for your physical and mental health are more important than ever.
Before I let you go, anything you would like to add that we may not, I may have missed, and you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners?
No, just to wish everybody well in these challenging times, and to make sure that you and your family stay well, be active when you can, eat healthy as you can, and like everyone is saying, we'll get through this period together as a community.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.